It is my distinct honor and pleasure to welcome back the great governor of the great state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Nice to see you, Governor. Always a pleasure.
Always good to see you too, Paul W.
There are so many things I need to ask and want to ask, but in our limited time, first let me ask what your theme is for your final keynote address today at 4 p.m.
Well, it's all about collaboration, and that's, you know, the theme of the conference. I think yesterday, you know, I signed a bill to expand our work at Selfridge so that we can land this F-15EX fighter mission that I negotiated with the Trump administration. Shows that when we stay focused on what's possible, we make a seat at the table for everyone, we can actually find common ground. And people said, how did you get that done with the Trump administration when you disagree on so many things? And I said, well, you know, my oath was to the people of Michigan. This fighter mission is crucial for our economy. It's $850 million of economic activity annually. We've got a growing aerospace and defense sector, and this is the linchpin. And so I can disagree with people all day long and yet still find common ground, and I think that's what the job is, and that's what people in Michigan expect.
I probably already told you this, but I was so angry when people of your party, Democrats, were, how could she shake his hand? How could she hug him? How could she? What are they, complete idiots? You were doing what any good governor should do to get what he or she needed for his or her state.
Yeah.
And you got it. And they were going, oh, I can't believe she shook his hand or she hugged him. And those people shouldn't be in politics because they're only looking at parties and not at getting things done, which is a big problem we have right now.
Well, and you know, I took heat for decisions I made during a pandemic to keep Michiganders safe. I took heat for going to the White House to negotiate and get a fighter mission. And I think one of the liberating things, Paul W., is when you accept the fact that no matter what you do, you're going to get criticism. It makes it easier to just do the right thing.
It is a thankless job, sadly.
It can be.
Now, I hope that you do find plenty of reasons to be thankful.
By and large, people see what I'm doing. And I think, you know, for all the pundits in the world out there, the people of Michigan, so long as they see, I'm always, everything I'm doing is really focused on trying to make Michigan a stronger state and make people's lives better. As long as the people of Michigan see that, I don't care what anyone else says.
And there you are on stage with former Vice President Mike Pence in a conference. And again, talking about finding common ground in divisive times. And how did that feel?
It was nice. You know, I caught up with the former vice president backstage for a little bit. And, you know, he was the person in the White House in the first Trump term that really was my first call every time we needed additional help for masks. And, you know, sometimes they were able to deliver, sometimes they weren't. But he was always someone that I could get on the phone and ask for help. And I did appreciate that. And as a former governor, I think he acknowledges that the governor was maybe one of the best jobs he ever had.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that now. We used to call upon him when he was governor. In my phone still, it's his phone number, and I refer to him as Governor Spence. And he was genuinely a good guy. And he got his hat handed to him, so to speak, and he got teamed up with a guy who just didn't think the way he did, didn't live the way he did, and it was really something. It's interesting to see that he might still have political aspirations and that even our former governor, Rick Snyder, might still have. I would think after you go through that, you'd say, okay, been there, done that, don't need to go through that again. What about you? What do you want to do next?
Well, I suspect for any one of us that's held a job like this, we're all driven by a real genuine interest in public service and solving problems. And I do think that's why governors and former governors are kind of the people that should help us lead this country through the challenges that we are confronting, because we know how to negotiate. We know you gotta the more friends you have, the stronger you are.
Absolutely.
And making a seat at the table for people who don't see the world the same way actually makes you a better leader. So you know, it, former governors who continue to want to serve, I applaud.
We just went through, I chatted with you just before we came on the air about we had President Guskowitz scheduled to be one of our guests. It's a live show. And when a guest doesn't show up, you go, what the heck? And then, of course, we find out he had a pretty good excuse. He quit. But then you see the statistic. And it's not just Michigan State that's having trouble. Our two or three top of universities are having trouble keeping presidents. But when I saw the statistics, and that he's the sixth president in 6 years, what's going on there?
Well, I think it's very clear, right, that in his statement when he left, as it was with Sam Stanley and as it has been with others that came and left pretty quickly, there's a governance problem with the Board of Trustees. There are three folks who don't live up to the ethical obligations, don't apparently understand the role of a Board of Trustees, and violate the code of conduct frequently. And, you know, I would love a, you know, 5-3 majority. That's what he had. Yeah. But apparently it was too much. And I think it speaks to why we've got to change how we put boards of trustee members there, because we don't have the same drama and problem at all of the colleges that we have gubernatorial appointments on their boards, whether it's appointed by Rick Snyder, Jennifer Granholm, Jim Blanchard, John Engler, or Gretchen Whitmer. We don't have that same kind of problem. And right. It's nominating these folks at conventions is dumb, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I look at Santa Ono at University of Michigan, I bring that up for my Michigan State friends who know I'm a Michigan guy and think I'm only picking on Michigan State. I mean, this is a problem not just at Michigan State, and I think you've nailed it, and I think people are agreeing with you completely now to change this whole process.
Yeah, it hasn't worked for a long time, and Wayne State has had their challenges too over the years. So
Wayne State, Michigan, and Michigan State, yep. Boom. And I don't know how long we can keep putting up with it, keep doing it the same way, and thinking we're going to have a different outcome. It's not happening. You surprised me along the couple of terms, and yet I think you've been pretty predictable with what you're doing. I mean, you've been pretty straightforward and honest about it. You admitted that, I mean, we all should know that when there was COVID, a lot of people had no idea what the heck was going on. We are still now discussing it and looking at the autopsy, no pun intended, but looking at the way it was handled and starting to believe we were misled. I don't know why people wouldn't understand that you could be misled as well.
Well, I think, you know, we all were navigating a novel virus, and, you know, we look at everything we're learning about the Ebola virus right now, or the Hunta virus, right? Yeah. The only thing we know is that there are going to be future challenges, which is why we've got to do everything we can to prepare, learn as much and as fast as we can, and make decisions based on as many good facts as we have. But with novel viruses, good facts are hard to come by in the early days, and I think everyone who was in a position where they had to make hard choices, which is every business leader, every political leader, every head of a family household, right? We all were doing the best that we could with what we had, but we have to understand we got to move fast, and we got to do everything we can to keep people safe.
So before I let you go, here is one surprise that I'm just going to ask you the question, and that is, we were at the opening dinner that Arn Tellem has, which has become a reliably great sports-oriented gathering. He always has superstars, and, you know, Mike Tirico usually MCs it and does an outstanding job, as always. He asked all of us to stand and give you what he felt you deserved, a standing ovation. We all stood. We all clapped. You were seated over off to the side. He wanted you to come up. You got up. You walked across the stage. We were all clapping, but you didn't stop. And I go, what? Is this a comedy routine? I thought, she's joking, because you walked, you shook his hand, maybe you hugged, I don't know, and you just kept going. We all thought you would say something there.
I told Art, he does such a fabulous job. I said, Arn, I hate following you at these events. No one wants to hear from the governor. They're all here to listen to these great sports figures talk about, you know, the future and teamwork and game, you know, how they show up for games. And so I just said, yeah, I love you. I'm out of here. Bye. No one's here to see me.
That's what I was as surprised as I've been by any of your activity. Right then and there, I turned to Kim. I said, What just happened?
I know, I'm a weird politician. Most wouldn't give up a chance at a mic, right?
At a mic with a standing crowd, a crowd standing ovation for you.
It was very nice. It's not about
me. So there was nothing else. It was just...
No. That's it. I just wanted the excellent programming to continue and didn't want to be a part of the holding it up.
All right. I know you want the excellent programming to continue in the great state of Michigan. You're not done yet, so we're not going to act like you are.
Thank you. Well, I got 7 more months and a lot of gas in the tank. I don't know how I'm going to use it when I'm out of office, but I'm looking forward to a little more time with the family and a little downtime.
A little, because you're not done.
Nope, I'm not. It's not in my DNA to be done, I don't think, ever.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer here in Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.